Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to kimandlavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
4 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day. Alongside Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, I'm Radio Joe Zenzola. Dan Plucker, executive producer here as well. We'll get into the Pick a Lane at 5 o'clock. Get back into some of the big topics we've discussed on the Wendy's Big Show, including the Kim and Lavoie Judgment question of the day. Giannis or Mahomes, who will have the most success in the next 10 years? Now, again, it's two different sports. But both guys have very bright futures. How do you guys see it? You guys can get in on our poll question as well at 105.7 FM.
Do you have an update, Joe?
Let's see where we are.
I know it
was
68% last time, Giannis. But, you know, and I know if we took this in Kansas City, it would be different as well. So we understand that. So people don't need to start hitting us up on Twitter showing the bias. We know that. We just ask him a question. It's all good.
At last check here, it was 69% going with Giannis. So that really shouldn't surprise anybody.
Yeah. Not at all.
Well, we'll get back into that coming up because Gary and Leroy are going with Mahomes. I'm going with Giannis. And there's a little bias there, but I also have some good reasons for it as well. So we'll get back into that at 5 o'clock. But guys, the Brewers schedule came out, and it was interesting because while we were all thinking to ourselves that, okay, it's 60 games, here it is, let's play baseball, there were some things that were a little, I don't know, didn't make much sense. Now, you had 40 games, you had 40 games here against your divisional opponents, and then you had an additional 20 games against interleague teams where you easily could have been able to balance this out and have You could have played everyone equally in regards to the 40 and 20, and we can get more into that math here in a second. But yeah. I'm going to piggyback off of something that fellow colleague Steve Sparky Pfeiffer said last night on Twitter through the fan account.
There you go, Gary.
So
go ahead, Joe. Just don't ignore me. Just keep going. Go ahead.
So Sparky,
go on, piggyback.
Well, Sparky put his take on the fan Twitter account and just said, yeah, this is not a balanced schedule for the Brewers, and this was sort of a missed opportunity by MLB. He really didn't say anything that was out of bounds because he's kind of right. And then all of a sudden, the comments that he got, there was all this backlash where it was like, oh, just be happy they have a season, or oh, stop whining. You're lucky to even have baseball this year. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing because it's like, okay, yes.
You thought people were going to say? You thought they were going
to
say?
Well, it's just, yes, we are thankful to have a baseball season as of right now, but part of our job in this industry is to be a little critical of what we see. And yes, It is what it is.
All the time.
But can someone tell me why the Milwaukee Brewers are playing the Cubs 7 times at Wrigley Field and only 3 at Miller Park? I mean, I understand that there probably won't be fans in the stands at all, but there's always a chance that it could happen. That door is open, and we've talked about that.
Yeah, Rick Schlesinger, have you said that? He said he was hoping.
Yeah, so the issue I have here, there is a little bit of an imbalance of how many times the Brewers go to Wrigley to play the Cubs and coming back here at Miller Park. It's 7-3. So, question for you guys at 414-799-1250, is that a problem? Do you have an issue with that? Or do you have any other issues that you might see on this schedule that just don't make a lot of sense? Gary Ellerson, how do you feel?
Yeah, I'm good with it, Joe. I think, yeah, there is some disparity with the Cubs in that and the Brewers playing, you know, those 7 games there and 3 games here. It could be sometimes, too, about television, right? Sight lines. I mean, you're going to have a better view of Chicago downtown if you're not going to have people going to game. So now you want to put the best broadcast on TV that you can with no fans. So I think that's why you get slighted with the whole Chicago thing. My thing is, I guess you can nitpick some stuff, but this, I'm just happy to have baseball back. I mean, how many home games would they have, Joe?
Well, it's 30 and 30 total.
There you go. Yes, and I'm good. So I think we should just move forward from there. I know Steve talked about it yesterday. He was irate.
He wasn't really irate.
Irate may be a little too harsh. Let's just say he wasn't very happy about it. How about that?
And why did he do it on the fan account instead of his account?
You know what?
Steve be trying to hide from that negative, that smoke, boy. He be trying to hide from that smoke.
Sparky gets mad at me if I don't tweet through the fan Twitter account sometimes, and it's just if people want to hear what I have to say, they can just follow me at Radio Joe Sports, because believe me, some people out there get mad when I tweet through the fan account because they don't want to see what I have to say. That's why they don't follow me anyway.
They're missing out. Well, you're a good follow.
I mean,
yeah, that's their loss. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. But Leroy, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I just think when you looked at the numbers and the way that MLB could have scheduled this, you could have just made this totally fair across the board where everyone is playing the same team the exact amount of times. And that's it, because you can look at some of these teams and say, well, they're playing some of the bad teams a little bit more than who they're playing when it comes to the tougher teams. And to me, that's just the only issue. Is it the end of the world? Am I going to be sitting here and am I going to be complaining about it for the next couple of months? No. But I just think you had the right numbers where you could have made this work, and MLB didn't.
Yeah, I don't want to play the victim, but I'll say this, though. And I know a lot of people from the Cubs fan listen to us. The Brewers have went down there and beat them before, okay? It can't happen, okay? But, I mean, I give people some space to look at it like that as far as home, who you play at home and how many times and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I think at one point, 3-4 weeks ago, we didn't think it was going to be baseball because they were still bickering over money. So at this point, they put together a lot of hard work into it. I guess if you want to, send out smoke to people saying you don't like it, that's fine. But I'm at this point. By being 60 games, you got to get to a good start, okay? And you also got to understand that when you're winning the year before, if you're a playoff team or you're a team that's on the rise, they're going to try to make it difficult for you. And why are you surprised, Joe, they're making it difficult for the team? I mean, come on. They always done that. But I think the good thing about the Brewers, when they win a championship, they can't put an asterisk by this one because y'all gave them one of the hardest schedules out of the box. You gave them with a team that won the World Series a couple years ago. Okay, so if they get out to a 15-5, that ain't no fluke. That's the good news. See, if you'd have played all bad teams up front, the first 10 games, first 12 games, and you'd have jumped out to a 10-2, oh, man, that's because the schedule's weak. Can't say that. That's why it's good news. That's why it's good news. And I used to tell the football team in Muskego when Gary was the head coach, our defensive coach, I want you to play the same opponents, the ones that were better than and the ones that are, you know, you get hyped up for, the rivals. I want you to have the same energy. That's how, that's why you get what you call an upset. Don't let your guard down. These guys are ready to play. They're ready to go. But I can bet you, and I don't know if Gary and them did it, but Joe, we used to look at the schedule when it came out and say, uh-oh, let me see, we got this, got this. Oh, man, we got three on the road. But at the end of the day, hey, man, we got to go play. And you guys just keep your focus. I'm not looking for an easy way out. I'm just not. And that's what it sounded like Steve was trying to, you know, if you play 30 away, 30, you know, home, you're going to get 30 home games. I'm not looking for an easy road, but I will say this. I think I'm in the minority. A lot of people, okay, a lot of people, when I say a lot of people, I'm saying 7 out of 10 at the barbershop, when I say a lot of people. They want as easy as road possible because they want a World Series. I'm okay with that, too. I'm just saying it is what it is. I play the people on the schedule. I don't punish people for being on great teams. You know, I don't punish people for being on bad teams and putting up gaudy numbers. At the end of the day, you get 30 away, you get 30 home, so do I. And I expect, Joe, and you are a baseball golf guy, I expect the way the rules are, okay, because Gary pointed this out to me a couple years ago, counsel work harder than anybody I've ever seen. This guy is, I'm telling you, he is pacing and he's up 6-0, bottom of the ninth. He has the same look, so he has to do, you know, do more with less. But at the same time, his players are ready. He has them ready too. So Joe, I don't think they really care about it. They're ready to play some baseball, and they expect to win. They have quiet confidence in that locker room, and I'm just gonna feed off of it and ride that wave.
Well, on the other side of the break, there is something that actually benefits the Brewers in September, and we'll get into
okay.
that.
Hold that.
Yeah,
oh, I want to hear that.
We'll get into that. But,
I want to hear that.
But with the
Gary, I want to hear that.
With the schedule being released, 414-799-1250. Do you have any problems with it? Do you have an issue that the Milwaukee Brewers go to Wrigley 7 out of 10 times during this 60-game stretch? We'll take your reaction coming up and look at some positive things that actually might help the Milwaukee Brewers on the other side. Wendy's Big Show continues next here in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Wendy's Big Show continues here on The Fan. It's a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day. I'm Radio Joe, in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, alongside Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Gary, what's going on over at the Jewelry Center these days?
Well, they got a ring over there for you, Joe. And for all you guys looking to get married here shortly, tis the season, go check my good friends out at the Jewelry Center. Three locations, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, off of Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building, and a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Go see my good friend Dean Murray today. I'm sending you straight to the owner, straight to the head of class, straight to the principal. You're not going to get in trouble. Matter of fact, he's going to help you save money on a piece of jewelry that's in his shop right now today. But, guys, you got to go see him, and you got to go tell him that the guys from the Big Show sent you so you can get that deep discount on a piece of jewelry today. Go check him out. That's my good friend Dean Murray, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank Building, and a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Hey, Joe.
Yo.
What's the first thing you said to Rachel when you met her? What was your pickup line? Do you remember?
Because
I know this is in your vows, but I'm not breaking news. You haven't wrote your vows up yet, have you?
No. Okay, no, I got like a whole year to think about that.
Yeah,
now.
I'll help you. Do you remember what you said?
So the way the story goes, I don't want to get into this too much. I want to get back into
the
Bruce.
Give me the cliff notes.
Okay, the cliff notes was, so she wrote the phone number on the coffee cup.
Okay. I like that.
And so she made the first move.
What?
Yeah.
Did she have her glasses on? Go ahead and continue. Well, now, what happened? She gave you the number.
Joe wasn't a confident guy at the time. Okay, let's just be honest. So she worked at Starbucks. She was a barista, and so she wrote the phone number on the coffee cup. I saw the number, and I was very interested. And so I texted her later in the day, because that's all we do is we text. We don't call. And I said, yeah, I found this very mysterious phone number on my coffee cup today, and as of right now, I have you saved on my phone as Starbucks Mystery Girl. So then I introduced myself, and
funny guy. Starbucks Mystery Girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god! Okay, mm-hmm. All right. I like that. Okay, I like Rachel making the first move. I like that.
Yes.
I like
that. So the rest is history there. But there enough about me. We are asking you guys, what do you think of the?
We're gonna find out more. Don't trust. We got the whole week.
That is true. Yeah. Breaking news on the Wendy's Big Show. I'm filling in for Sparky for the rest of the week. So an honor to be with Gary and Leroy and Dan. And
hey, we love having you.
Yeah, it should be fun, and I know we'll be doing some more fun things ahead. But we're asking you guys, when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers, their schedule got released last night. There are some imbalances. There's some things that don't really sit well with me, but is it the end of the world? No, I just take a little issue with it, because baseball had the right amount of number of games where they could have made this completely even, where everyone is playing the same teams, same amount of times. 414-799-1250, you can chime in there. Now, here is something. While the Brewers play the Cubs 7 out of 10 times, they play the Reds at home 7 out of 10 times. Now, again, I don't think that's fair for the Reds, but that does kind of help the Brewers, because sure everyone's thinking the Reds are going to be a really good team. Here's another thing that works out in the Brewers' favor. So in the month of August, the Brewers only have one off day, and they also have one off day at the end of July. Then in September, they get three off days, one each Thursday. And so what really works out for the Brewers there, guys, is the rosters get trimmed down. So you start the season with 30 players. Then 2 weeks into the season, you cut it down to 28. And then a couple weeks after that, you cut it down to 26. The Brewers can use more pitchers and be able to rest more guys during the stretch where they only have a couple of off days over the next 35, 40 days. And then in September, when you have a shortened roster, you don't have to worry about extra arms because you have more off days to help you. So really, Gary, that's going to help Craig Counsell in a huge way.
Yeah, it is. And, I think when you look at what Craig likes to do, he likes to use a lot of people. They like to use up their roster. So, when we go into this game, when we go into this season, it's going to be interesting to see how this all play out with the DH and, the gamesmanship that Craig normally play and how this works out. I'm excited about it.
Leroy, what do you think?
Well, the off days thing was an issue when I was looking at that, stuff like that. And I had a point, because I got three hardcore Brewer fans, and I wanted to know, and Steve Palak is one of them, him and Alita, his wife. So I wanted their reaction, and then I wanted my other two friends' reaction to it. And one of my friends did bring up exactly what you just said. That was a positive. And I was telling him, we got into the discussion of maybe Counsell was ahead of the game before they headed the game by using the bullpen instead of having to have an ace go relying upon an ace every 5 days going seven innings. He was using, matchups, and the shift and, substitute this guy. Well, some of that stuff you may can't do, some stuff you can. But I think that I didn't care about the DH because I wanted, Joe, and you can probably help me with this, because I threw out the Sparky one of Keston Hira was the DH some time ago. I think eventually we thought it would be Braun to save him. And then Murphy, I don't know if, Gary, did Murphy say that, or he indicated maybe Yelich being a DH or something like that? I think that maybe we said it, but we listened to an interview.
I think you said it, Leroy. You're always Pat Murphy. You're a smart guy, yeah.
Well, not in baseball, though. So I look at the pool size, Joe, the 40 to 60 players that they can choose from. that'll help too. I don't know when they'll go to expanding the rosters back after they cut down, but it's going to be kind of, it's unprecedented where they're going to do it, but they've released that pool of guys. You can see the pool of guys that they can choose from. I really don't know how exactly that works, Joe, but once they get the right guys, like, okay, like Woodruff, he can hit, right? For the most part, better than most pitchers, Joe?
Yes, he can, yeah.
Yeah, see, so now do you want, would that play into your advantage? If he could bat and your pitcher had to bat, he was better, you got an advantage, Brewers. But now he doesn't have to. You can put in another hitter, and your hitter just has to be better than the other one. So my thing, these guys been rested for 4 months. I think I'm okay with them playing this many games and that many days.
Yeah, the Brewers are certainly stockpiled when it comes to the DH. I mean, it just seems like David Stearns knew this all along, that he could put a team together where they would have plenty of depth offensively and they could be able to get the job done. And again, Craig Counsell will have so many options at his disposal, not just from a pitching standpoint, but also from just all over the baseball diamond, mixing and matching and putting guys in certain spots, because a lot of these players can play multiple positions, which is good too. That's Leroy cool. Butler and Gary Ellerson. They are here. It is the Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plucker, executive producer. Speaking of the Brewers, Ryan Braun had a chance to address the media. You're going to hear some of that conversation coming up on the other side. Yes, Ryan Braun. Some people still hate the guy, but it is what it is.
I don't believe they do.
Some do, Leroy.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They're past that. They don't like what he did, allegedly.
I think a lot of people have moved on from that, though.
Yeah, they've moved. They don't hate him no more.
Because
every time he hit a home run, the same people are going to jump up and cheer. So they being hypocrites or what? I don't get it.
Well, Ryan Braun, you're going to hear from him. He had some candid thoughts about everything in this restart, what's going to go into it. You will hear from him coming up next on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan here in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. In for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer today, pinch hitting. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola from the Bill Michaels Show.
Coming
weekdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
to the Brewers.
Statewide here on the Fan. Leroy Butler alongside Gary Ellerson here as well. So Ryan Braun had a chance to talk to the media recently and had a lot of good things to say as the Brewers now are all settled in at Miller Park. It's weird to think when you're driving by Miller Park now, you can say, oh, hey, the Brewers are in there right now. They're getting ready. Look at that. Christian Yelich is in Miller Park right now. How cool is that? We're getting excited. We're just a couple of weeks away from MLB's restart. So Ryan Braun, here's what he had to say.
Ryan, just describe to us what today was like, first day.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's different in every imaginable way and in ways we probably hadn't even thought of. But I actually thought everything went really smoothly. I think for all of us, we've been looking forward to getting back to playing baseball, and today was our first opportunity to do that. You know, I think that the entire Brewers organization deserves a ton of credit for figuring this thing out, because it's a massive undertaking to try to, you know, put us in the optimal position to stay safe and healthy while also preparing for a season. And I really thought everything went smooth. I felt like they were very prepared. Everybody's communicated well with us, so we had an idea of what to expect. But certainly it's a lot different. It will be very unique, but I think for all of us, we're just embracing the uniqueness of what this season will bring.
Ryan, how do you feel physically?
I feel really good. You know, for all of us, obviously, our preparation was a lot different during quarantine than it would have been if we were preparing for a regular spring training. So, you know, I think everybody's in different places physically. For me personally, I'm in a good place. I feel good. It's great to get out here. and go through the beginning stages of a summer training again, where you go through the soreness and everything that you go through early in camp. So, I'm sure the next week to 10 days will be telling, but as of now, I feel really good.
Brian, baseball players are such creatures of habit. I know you specifically are such a big believer in your routine. How long is it going to take to kind of establish a new routine for guys in this new normal?
It'll take some time for sure. I think, again, that's the beauty of at least being able to do this at our own home ballparks, that we really have an idea of what to expect and try to figure out a routine that will work for each of us while working within the guidelines and protocols that will allow us to stay as safe and healthy as possible. So I hope that at some point toward the end of spring training, we all start to feel like we've settled into a new routine. But because it's all so new to all of us, I think it's something we'll figure out as we go along here.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Tom. Thanks.
Hey, you're a little different than a lot of the other players on the team in that you're a little older and you're on the last year of your contract. During that long 3.5 months or whatever it was, and were you beginning to wonder if you'd get a chance to get back out there and if this would be kind of the worst way in the world to go out to the sport if you did go out?
Yeah, I mean, of course, those thoughts, I think, ran through all of our minds. There were an array of emotions. Obviously, the whole negotiation played out very publicly. But ultimately, this was always about the health and safety of the players and everybody involved and affiliated with our sport. So there were certainly moments where it felt unlikely that we would end up playing a season. I still think, with 2.5 weeks to go, we don't want to assume anything. The numbers in the country don't look great, but I'm very encouraged by the intake testing numbers that we saw. I think that the percentage of baseball players who tested positive was well below what most of us were probably expecting. I tried to maintain hope and optimism the whole time. But obviously there were moments where it looked unlikely that we would end up playing a baseball season. But at the same time, I think I always kept perspective. And for all of us, we recognized we were trying to play a game. And in the overall scheme of things, that's so insignificant relative to what's going on in our country and in our world right now.
Brian, you had said back in January there's at least a possibility this would be your last season, you might retire afterward. The unusual circumstances of the last few months, so that made that prospect more or less likely, do you think, in terms of wanting to come back next year?
I would say at this point I'm more likely to play another year than I think I would have been at that point. To start with, we will only play a maximum of 60 games instead of 162 games. Obviously, at this age and where I'm at in this phase of my career, it's very appealing to me to have the option to be able to DH probably for a decent percentage of my at-bats. And just this season and experience will be unlike anything we've ever experienced before. So I would say at this point, I feel like it's more likely I play another year than I anticipated probably a few months back.
Hey, Ryan, so did you ever have any sort of thought of as to opting out? I mean, we've seen guys like, I think even just David Price just now decide not to play. Has that crept into your mind, or did it creep into your mind? And is that even still an ongoing conversation that you're having with yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me and probably everybody else, we're continuing to assess the situation on a day-by-day basis. I had a son who was born a month ago, so kind of depending on the timing of trying to restart this sport, certainly that would play a large role in me making that decision. I had a pregnant wife and now have an infant, so they didn't come out here with me yet. We're continuing to assess the health and safety situation. I hope that they're able to join me, but certainly that was something that did cross my mind. It's something that all of us are continuing to assess on a daily basis, and I think it's a right that everybody has an opportunity to choose whether it makes sense for them and their own health and safety and the health and safety of their family or whoever lives with them.
Hey, Ryan, from a baseball perspective, when a number of you guys are starting to face Brandon Woodruff and Josh Hader on day one, how real does that make things, just right from the start?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's exciting, I think, to step in, day one into some live BP. scenarios is something that's going to benefit all of us, because obviously the season will come up a lot quicker than it does in a typical spring training setting. So I think it's important to at least see some pitches. You know, I think for all of us, once you get out there, the adrenaline starts to kick in, and the excitement and enthusiasm of getting back to competing is something that we've all looked forward to for so long. And it feels that much more real when you get to step into the box and see two of our best pitchers on day one.
Ryan, can you take us behind the scenes a little bit? Like, we've seen other clubs use suites as locker rooms. Can you take us behind the scenes of what things look like down on the clubhouse level?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I could properly articulate how much work has gone into this. I think, obviously, it's unlike anything any of us have experienced before. All of the Brewers personnel and our clubhouse attendants have went above and beyond what any of us could have possibly expected to try to accommodate everybody and everything. You know, there's some guys in the home locker room. There's some guys in the visiting locker room. They've emptied out Tony Migliaccio's office to create additional locker space. They've moved some of the gym equipment out into the hallway. The kitchen is now in the concourse, so we park in the players' lot, walk in through right field, that we will now eat all of our meals in the concourse up there. So everything is drastically different, just in an effort to abide by the protocols that are put in place and to try to help keep all of us as safe as possible while adhering to those protocols. You'd have to see it for yourself, though, to truly appreciate it. It's drastically different.
Ryan, going back to what you were talking about more likely to play beyond this year, would the goal be, the primary goal to be to work something out with the Brewers since you are at the end of your contract with them, or would you just be open to going anywhere?
I mean, my focus for now is just on this year, right? It's trying to prepare for this season, embrace the uniqueness of what this season will bring. You know, I think that for me personally, playing a smaller number of games is something that's beneficial. I think I've been able to be pretty good the last few Septembers, because when I know that it's a smaller sample size we're working with, I can just kind of focus on sprinting to the finish line. So I think for now I'm focused on this year. Obviously, I love everything about this city, this organization, and I'm incredibly close with the Atanasios. So the goal would certainly be, if I play another year, to play here. But for now, the focus is just on trying to get the most out of every day, prepare for this season, and again, embrace the uniqueness of what will be a very different baseball season.
And if I could go back to another thing you said about talking about the opt-out, you know, and the new baby certainly is something that's different for you, you know, than it was, you know, when we last saw you in the spring. When you and Larissa talked about that, Ryan, possibility of opting out or whether you should, what was the deciding factor in deciding to come on and play?
You know, first and foremost, I love this game. You know, I love having an opportunity to compete. I think there's a level of accountability that I feel toward my teammates. Also the fact that obviously I'm a lot closer to the end of my career than the beginning of my career. So if this was to be my last year, I certainly wouldn't want to have to sit out. And then on top of that, I actually feel like in a lot of ways we are in a better position because we have trainers, doctors, the you know, utmost medical personnel here to help us. And I think that you know, everybody getting tested every other day, doing the antibody testing, we fill out a pretty extensive questionnaire and do temperature checks every day before we can even come to the ballpark. The more I learned about the health and safety protocols that were in place, the more comfortable I felt with everything. But again, I'm continuing to assess it on a day-to-day basis. And Larissa and I continue to have conversations about what this looks like, whether it's safe for me to be here, whether it would be safe for them to join me here. And I think a lot of players are in that same situation and trying to assess it on a day-to-day basis and see what makes the most sense for them.
What is your daily life like away from the stadium right now, just in terms of trying to stay safe as possible? Like, what do you do if you need groceries, take out, that type of thing? And just what steps are you taking to make sure you avoid this?
I just make Christian Yelich give me everything, man. I mean, that's my strategy. I send him text messages, my grocery requests, all my food requests. No, Christian and I hung out a lot, obviously. During the quarantine, we flew in together, so we figured if one of us had it, we would both have it. So I've spent a lot of time with him and our one other friend, Omar, in the city. Just been kind of the three of us, either at my house, at his condo, or at our friend Omar's house. Just hanging out, eating. We've been working out at Omar's house, but ultimately, I haven't been anywhere other than to pick up groceries, and I plan to just try to be as safe and cautious as possible.
I'm sorry if you hadn't already mentioned it, but when was your baby born? Your
birth May 31st. Month?
Thank you.
Yeah, son named Carter, Carter James. He's doing well. Baby and mama both happy and healthy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There he is. That's Ryan Braun of the Milwaukee Brewers addressing the media. A lot of good stuff there. We can talk about that coming up on the other side. Also, it's Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. We'll get back into some of the big topics discussed on today's big show. That is coming up as well. We'll also hear at 5:35 from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer. He did address the media today, and based on one of his comments, it sounds like only one person from the staff tested positive. There's a particular quote you got to listen to. Otherwise, he doesn't say how many, he doesn't say who, but there was one particular quote from Budenholzer today that suggested that maybe just one, and that's really good news if it's just one. So Mike Budenholzer, you'll hear from that coming up at 5:35. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, I'm Radio Joe. More of the Wendy's Big Show next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.